What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Kalima. Welcome to Catch Up Culture. Yes, you guys, I had to slash Kalima Cam TV. It's a long story, but long story short, I made that when I was not experienced in marketing at all, and I just wanted to start a YouTube, and I just said, I'm going to jump, I'm going to go for it, and I knew that I wanted to be the face. Cut to now, 2020, and I'm just like, I don't want to be the face of everything. I kind of want to sometimes work behind the scenes and not have to dress up, because sometimes I just want to be myself.
Sometimes I'm on quarantine mode when we're not on quarantine mode.
So, you know, I just was like, I need to have a rebranding, something that makes sense, that everyone understands, because Kalima Cam TV, I don't think really came across. It was supposed to be Kalima's camera on your screen, like television, and K for Kalima, but people really thought my name was Kalima Cam. They'd be like, you're Kalima Cam. And I'm like, I'm Kalima Cam. But no, I'm not Kalima Cam. And so Catch Up Culture is about our positivity, it's about our edutainment, and it's about our culture, all bundled up in one, okay? I did a full revamping on my Instagram. Make sure you go follow. I'm just so excited for 2020 as well as 2021. I love just the feeling of going into it. I'm just so, so grateful. And so for that reason, I have to come up with my top 20 lessons of 2020. Here we go. Lesson number one, family matters. By the way, eating Toy Box sour rope candy, halal habibi. As you can see, I literally have two left, but they're so, so good, and I got them from this halal store. So I'm gonna go ahead and catch you up with this. That's right, family matters. When March hit, we was all like, okay, the whole world is shutting down. What do you really do when the world shuts down? For me, it was straight to my family. As you guys could see, my quarantine blog that I showed, my sort of life hacks during quarantine. I mean, being an entrepreneur and being an independent worker, you're always sort of thinking about what's the next move and how can I evolve. So for me, when everything shut down, I was like, oh my God, like I live in LA, like what am I doing and what's next? And this is kind of like that fire under my butt to maybe go home, clear my head, be around my family, and figure new things out. And I just obviously quickly realized, like, thank God for family, because when you're working, you don't really have the time to think about like a week vacation with your family. So I was like, I am going to take advantage of this $40 ticket, because remember, all the airlines went down. $40 ticket straight to Florida to visit my family, and I think I stayed for like 2 months. It was the best thing ever. If the world came to an end, I wouldn't freaking regret it. And that's what I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, there may never be, God willing, another 2020. But at the same time, if there was never, you know, another 2020, like, I'm straight. I'm so grateful to have had that time with my family. But it also made me realize that I want more time with my family. Because my niece and nephew, like, they're growing so fast. And, like, literally a month away, like, they get so much bigger. And it's like, you have to play catch up, like, all the time. So, family matters, number one. Number two, loneliness is a state of a mind. I know so many female friends and guy friends who jumped on these matchmaking apps when the quarantine happened. I mean, you're forced to kind of sit at your house and think to yourself, what do I want? Who do I want to be with? What am I going to invest in? And you sort of think about, like,
dang, I'm actually more lonely than I'd like to admit.
And I was just going crazy on these Muslim dating apps. And I thought to myself, you know what? As 2020 went on, I thought to myself, loneliness really is a state of mind, because some of y'all already know, I went ahead and spent time with people to see where things would go, and made really, really great connections actually through those apps and like through social media in general, sort of, you know, rekindling with old quarantine bays, minus the quarantine, people that I attached to when I was in lonely places. And I found that, you know what, this is a reaction to loneliness. Loneliness is being engulfed by your emotions instead of a witness to your emotions to realize, you know what? What is this loneliness? And what is this emptiness really representing? And I think I'm still on the journey of realizing that, but I did realize that it is not just a mate. Because partially, yes, I would love to complete 50% of my deen in the sense of getting married. You know, that is something in my religion that is really important, and I would love to do that, and I'm always in search of making that happen. God willing. But at the same time, I don't have to feel like where I am is not enough. Where I am in 2020 is enough. Number three, learn about yourself with a quarantine bae. I really, really learned about myself through my quarantine bae. God literally made this guy drop out of the air via Instagram, and he taught me so much about myself. So he made me find love for myself through loving him, and nothing came about it, but just, you know, sometimes you meet someone and it's like, you're really a soulmate in my life. Like, you have really taught me things about myself as a mirror to myself that I have never been brave enough maybe to acknowledge or wise enough to acknowledge. And gratefully keeping spiritual people around me, I really found myself looking way, way deeper. And I'm just so, so grateful, because I want you guys to hopefully get this positivity from me, learning that if you have a quarantine bae, pay attention to what you needed out of them and what they needed out of you.
If you're wondering if he's the one for you, ask him these three questions. What did your parents teach you about love? Parents are our first loves. We usually learn how to love through them. 2, what do you need from a woman? Everyone enters into a relationship for some reason. What is his real investment? What does he really want out of this? But notice I didn't say, what does he want from a woman? What does he need from a woman? And last but not least, what do you pray for? This will tell you what he thinks about the most and what he really, really wants in life. Really give him his time to answer. He's gonna tell you exactly what he knows and doesn't know about himself and the way he loves.
I'm down to my last one. She's green, like the money. Number 4,
creative freedom.
If you guys don't already know, this one's literally the best one. It almost tastes like lychee or like guava or like, I don't know, like a sweet aloe vera. Like, I have no idea. It's like a very familiar taste, but oh my God, this is so good. I don't know if you have been sleeping under a rock, but Kalima has way too many social media pages. Ketchup Culture is just one of my social media pages that I run. And with evolving and saying to myself, you know what can I do on downtime to sort of re-evolve who I am, but with excitement and with passion and not get bored of it? Because like you see, I have to revamp my whole name for Kalima Cam, because if you guys have watched any entrepreneurial videos on marketing, you know that real marketing is solving a problem. What is the need that you can fulfill amongst an audience of people? And hopefully that need covers an entire lane of a niche. Another thing, TikTok. She ain't that famous, but she blowing up on TikTok. Okay, like, TikTok has been such a crazy whirlwind. Like, you guys are nosy and supportive and loving and funny and real. Like, the community on TikTok is like no other. When people say they're still not on TikTok and they don't like understand TikTok, I'm like, oh my God, you're literally missing a leg of what internet should be about. And at least my algorithm, honey, my algorithm's on point, okay? But yeah, like, it's so crazy that you guys have accepted me so quickly. So I'm just so happy that y'all think I'm 16 and y'all think I'm funny. Like, this is so great. Number 5, faith over fear, honey. There were several things to be afraid of in 2020. And honey, The one thing I learned about fear is that it is a liar. Faith over fear. I have been watching religiously The Secret on Netflix. Of course, it was a book. It's one of the best-selling books, but now it's a documentary slash movie. It's an hour, and it has really changed my perspective on life. I really do believe in the saying, ask, believe with your heart and soul and every fiber of your being, and receive it. Receive that power, receive that blessing that the universe is only waiting to give us, you know? And I remember, you know, it talks about vision boards. It talks about a millionaire that once was not a millionaire and took a dollar bill and added some zeros and said, I want my first big check to be a $1 million check. And he, you know, would hang that $100,000 bill above his bed, and he would just manifest whatever that entrepreneurial move is going to be that's going to take him to that level. And he got to that level, and I was like, I'm just going to manifest it. I'm going to write it on my vision board. And the very next day, I had $700 in my Cash App that had been sitting there that I didn't even know was there. So sometimes it's like you actually already have the gift, but you are not able to see it because you're so focused on fear instead of faith. Number seven, lucky number seven, LA is just a city. Wow, that's kind of crazy that I made that number seven, because my lucky number is definitely seven. Fighting for Los Angeles, yes, it's wonderful, but the world is becoming more remote, and LA is always going to be LA. It's either going to be LA at its highest, or it's going to be LA at a low watered down version, but it really is just a city. It's an overpriced city that has a lot of value, right? But more so when it's at its best. Even if I'm not living there full time, I always want to have a house here, or I always want to, you know, invest in property here. But do I have to be here? No, not really. And I'm so grateful that in 2020, I mean, I was even able to do a huge virtual red carpet, the BET Hip Hop Awards of 2020. Being able to travel a little bit. I went to Miami. I went to Tampa Bay. I went to Atlanta. Of course, just staying national and just seeing, you know what, there's so much more to this world. And if Kalima can take over Los Angeles, and Kalima can take over Florida, and Kalima can take over Georgia, like, she can take over more things. She took over Morocco, okay?
The party goes wherever Kalima goes.
It doesn't mean that I'm a failure. It doesn't mean that, you know, it didn't work out. It just means that it was temporary. Everything in life is temporary, from fashion to flesh, from fabrics to flesh. Everything has an expiration. And it might be sad, but, you know, it's not the end of the world.
But one thing I cannot deny, coming from the South, is the diversity in California is just so refreshing and so beautiful. The fact that we were in the beginning of this quarantine and we weren't even supposed to be less than 6 feet close to each other, and people were completely showing up by the masses just on Hollywood Boulevard alone. But every single neighborhood, every single corner came out to support. And I wish that more of the world was as brave as these people of color, but also people with privilege, people who are white passing, speaking up, listening, being silent, and still actually listening to real stories and standing up for something so important and obviously so, so near and dear to my life and my experience as a Black woman. There is no better city when it comes to creative freedom, making our voices heard in all different facets, from music to fashion to art. We are called L Aliens for a reason. We are truly cut from a different cloth when it comes to Americans.
Number eight. Number nine.
Fuck fake friends.
Yeah, I've literally lost friends over this Trump because vote for Trump, you ain't my friend. Number 10. traveling is needed. Going back to what I already said, just traveling during quarantine, I'm just like, thank God, not only for the time, for the availability, for the access, for the health to be able to travel, for the money to be able to travel, and realizing that you don't need a lot of money to travel. Like, get online. Everyone's like, oh, I want to travel one day, but you don't even check pricing. I found out that from LA to Paris, it's like a $300 to $500 round trip. Like, go to France. You know what I'm saying? Like, really don't say you want something and you don't even take those steps. And traveling is something that literally fuels my soul, and I can't wait to be able to travel again. I'm ready to do it. I'm literally ready to do it with a full, like, astronaut suit on, if that's what it takes, because I need to get out of America, like, now. Number 11, money is temporary. I have had some ups and downs financially. Thank God for the government, but also the government. Catch up. But yeah, money is temporary and money does not make me happy. Thinking about it, stressing about it, wondering about it, trying to make it, it's just like, it's temporary. It's literally meant to get and to give. So I love the feeling of giving and I love the feeling of getting, but not with holding on, but with knowing that, you know what, I'm going to splurge on a dinner, whether I really can afford it or not, because it makes me happy and I want a seafood platter and I don't care what you say. And I've learned that God is the provider, that no matter how much I think I'm managing my money, you can have an accountant who manages your money. If God says that it's supposed to be this way, it's going to be this way. So be wise, be smart, be productive, but don't be obsessive, you know? So I'm just so grateful to know that money is temporary and it always comes, honey. I have been working for myself for almost a decade, and every single month, God has blessed me, so why stop now? Like, I'm just so grateful. Number 12, Instagram ain't all that. We got Clubhouse, we got TikTok. Speaking of Clubhouse, such great marketing idea. Invite only. Everyone gets one share code, they're gonna give it to somebody. And so it just grows and grows and grows. And it's a platform for entrepreneurs, majority Black entrepreneurs. And I'm wondering, is it going to last for a long time? Because not everybody likes to talk, and also not everybody likes to listen to rambling. So I think it's like budget right now. I think they want to eventually create sections, and you know, it just seems like one of those really bare platforms where it's like, we get it, but we need more specifics. And I think that it's going to grow, and I hope that it does. And yeah, really interesting to know that Instagram is not like every single new app. I'm just like, thank God, because Instagram is just like, isn't it tiring? It's like a job. And even then, even with the new apps, we all kind of treat it as leverage to get you to come to our Instagram. Like, every app is like, yes, it's cool and I love that you love me, but make sure you follow me on IG. So follow me on IG. Number 13, invest in yourself. If you're not investing in yourself, whether it be through water, drinking water every day, breathing in the nose, out the mouth, speaking calmly to yourself in the mirror, speaking calmly to others, teaching them the boundaries on how to treat you. Are you investing monetarily, physically, emotionally in yourself? Thank God for the awareness of knowing that you come first, because you will never be able to love anyone else or treat anyone else in a way that they would appreciate or that they could really be fulfilled and you really be fulfilled unless you are fulfilling yourself. So make sure you invest in yourself. And yes, most importantly in 2020, it's been monetarily for me. It's been about how can I be my own boss, because God knows I don't want no damn boss. Which brings me to number 14, work out, honey. She ain't been working out, y'all. Oof. God help us all. please work out. Please do your at-home workouts. When LA shut down 24 Hour Fitness, one of the most popular gyms here that's 24 hours, literally they have memberships 24 hours, they have income, and they had to sell their company and shut down. Don't sleep on your at-home bod. Because I certainly did the quarantine 15, honey, possibly the quarantine 20, but no, realistically, it's only been about 10, thank God, but I sit so much, I'm so sick of sitting. Make sure that you don't sit down all day just because you work from home and you work remote. We are not about to just be eating and sitting down. That ain't cute.
Catch up.
Number 15, the virtual world versus the new normal. The virtual world versus normal world. What is normal? Because let's keep it 100. The new normal is the new normal. Think about it. TSA, water bottles. Before 9/11, it was like bring a water bottle on an airplane. We are in 2020 and you still can't bring a water bottle on an airplane. Do you know how easy it is to test for water? They over here taking our temperature in midair and letting us in buildings, but they can't test for water on an airplane. It's so sad that I get so excited when I travel internationally and can bring water. I don't think what we see as regular will ever, ever, ever be back again. I think that we have stepped into a new era. For the rest of your life, there's gonna be businesses who have the right to say, you have to wear a mask in here. It's going to be a contactless experience. If they want to take precaution to avoid lawsuits, they're going to be allowed to do that. Don't not get comfortable. Get kind of comfortable with this world, because just like every race starts at one starting line, the end of that race is trickling in of people at different times and different places and different levels. You know, find your happy place and invest in yourself, because if you think you're going to be happy when, then you're never going to be happy. You need to find happiness right now. Number 16, health, honey. And listen, when it comes to positivity, heavy on the T, because I had posted a video about an at-home tea remedy for any sort of virus or flu or sickness that you're feeling. It really, really helps. It's a Bermudian recipe and it has been my 2020 savior, honey. Health in general, just realizing that, you know, we need to drink more water. We need to do more yoga. We need to be more cognizant of what we put in our bodies. We need to stop pressing buttons and using our hands for everything, keeping gloves around us, using our knuckles to press buttons. When you go to the gas station and you press buttons, when you cross the street and you have to press buttons, you know, being more cognizant of how you can be more beneficial to your health and not put your health at risk. Number 17, every day is a win. So get dressed, okay? Every single day you wake up and you kind of get sick of seeing yourself with no makeup or just, you know, lounging because you work remotely, or half of you is ready for the Zoom call and the other half is ready for your Netflix show. Get dressed, get cute, take some pictures, take some selfies, let people, you know, post on your story. Even if you don't post on your page, just let people know that you're alive, you're well, you're happy. Show a smile. God sends a blessing every time you smile. So make sure you're smiling that day and you believe in your smile and you love the way that you look. Number 18, this too shall pass. We are going into 2021 more than likely with at least one, you know, piece of drama that's going on in your life that, you know, you're still trying to overcome. Don't forget about all the things that you've already overcome, you know. Remember that they were temporary and this too shall pass, you know. We get so caught up on the fact that this is never going to change. This has been me forever. You know, this has been my storyline, essentially. Like, I just can't seem to get over this hurdle in my life. I give up. I'm over it. But remember, if you really do believe in the power of now, then you'll remember that gratefulness gets you more. And focusing on positivity gets you better. So remember that this too shall pass. It is just a moment. Breathe through it, honey. breathe through it and catch all the way up. Number 19, rich is a state of mind, honey. We are consistently seeing these millionaires and billionaires, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Trump, you know, we're seeing these people with all of this money still in turmoil, still unhappy, or still going through drama. Remember that rich is a state of mind, and it starts within before without. It is better to be rich with knowledge than with greed. It is better to be rich with wisdom than with selfishness. It is better to be rich with love and kindness and charity than hate and resentment and grudges. Let's choose to really break down, what are you rich with? If you could say you were rich with one thing, what would it be? And make sure you guys do your top 20 of 2020. Write that thing down. You don't have to put it on camera, but write that thing down and really be clear on, you know, what makes you a 2020 winner? And what lessons did you learn to get you to that end of the year and that end of the race feeling a little bit more optimistic about 2021? Because last but not least, 30 is worthy. Okay, your girl turned 30. Oh my goodness, you guys. One thing you guys don't know about me is that I have done some amazing. Also, with my creative freedom, I realized that a lot of people will look out for you. I've realized that when you're really being creative and stepping into your own creativeness and living it out and living it out loud, people notice and people will remember you. And when you think, you know what, I'm not getting noticed, there's always someone behind the scenes that's saying your name in rooms you have not stepped in yet. And one of those things was red carpets. For me, because in Los Angeles, all the events got shut down. So I'm like, oh, guess 2020, I'm not going to be able to do that one big carpet. Because throughout the year, you know, every single year, I get a lot of really fun small carpets, not the big award shows. You know, sometimes the big award shows are only once or twice in a year I get to book. And I was like, well, 2020 is not going to be big enough for me to be able to do that, especially with my small platform. And lo and behold, honey, people are speaking about me and saying, hey, I have projects for you, one of which was the BET Hip Hop Awards. So amazing, because the person who put me onto it also did the editing for the flyer. And the dress that I wore in that photo, I wore to a small carpet one year because I was like, oh, I can't wait to wear this dress and I don't know what big event's gonna happen and I wanna live in my moment. I wanna catch up right now and, you know, no mustard and show up and show out, even if it is to a small carpet. I said, maybe one day I'll wear it again and no one will notice and they won't even correlate that, you know, I wore it before. And the editor actually used that photo. He found it on my Instagram and used it for the BET Hip Hop Awards. And I was like, yes, because that was the dress because that kind of dress was made for a big award show, definitely for BET. And it was just God saying, honey, 2020 is still your year, honey. You can still thrive through 2020, even virtually. And I got to interview some incredible people for that carpet, virtual carpet. And, you know, just wonderful. Just using those creative juices to prove to yourself that you still out here, you still making moves, you still catching up, no mustard. Yes, honey, worthy 30. I posted on my Instagram on 11/27/2020 that I turned 30. Oh my God, going from 29 to 30, I'm like, oh my God. Turning 30 in a pandemic can be extremely depressing and like, just like, unpredictable. But I just was like, Kalima, don't you even start this whirlwind of bad thoughts, because it's only going to get worse and worse. Think about how this is a new level, a new chapter of love and happiness and gratefulness, because people don't even live to see 30. And so I'm just so grateful, and I'm so, so grateful for you guys. I hope you guys liked my top 2020 lessons of 2020. Definitely drop a like, drop a comment, give me at least one thing you're grateful for in 2020 or one lesson you learned in 2020. If you can write all 20, if you can write a top 10, definitely do that. Thank you for watching. And yes, of course, make sure to subscribe. Until next time.